Kingdom. Welcome to another episode of the New York City K-Pop Queens podcast. I'm your co-host Charity.
And I'm your co-host Emily.
We have a packed show for you guys this evening. First off, we're going to talk about our girls aespa. They have their second mini album out. The single's called Girls. We will get into that. Chungha. We've been waiting for a comeback from her for a little bit. Her new album is called Bear and Rare. Love that. We'll talk about that. Monsta X, our faves. They have a single for the Universe app called If With You. And our guys 17, well, the leaders of 17 came together. They have a single called Cheers. It's for their repackaged album that will be out shortly. We'll get into that. Of course, Stray Kids, Two Kids Room. This week we have Bang Chan and Sungmin. Always fun to talk about that. As always, Emily has the news for you. Song of the week. Of course, a fun quiz. Emily, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this week, Charity?
I'm doing good. I'm excited. I'm home visiting my family. Have a little vacation this week, so that's been nice.
And happy birthday to Charity on the day this comes out. It's Yay! Charity's birthday. So, Queendom, join me in wishing Charity a very happy birthday this year. A shout out to all of Charity's fellow cancers. It's cancer season. So happy birthday to all of our Queendom celebrating birthdays this season.
Thank you.
Sending you guys all a bunch of love. We have a lot of fun stuff to talk about tonight. There's a lot of good music. I really, really dig a lot of what we're going to review this evening. And that's always a relief.
I know.
It's so nice to not be kind of like, I'm not vibing yeah. with this. So we had a little bit of that last week. I feel like tonight's going to be a great show. I'm feeling really excited about all these releases. So hopefully you are too. And we will share our opinions with the Queendom. Before we do that, welcome to our loyal Queendom. You'll hear us say Queendom a lot. That's how we refer to our listening community from around the world. We currently have listeners in 174 countries. It blows our mind. We love and appreciate every single one of you. So thank you so much for tuning back in this week. If this is your first time listening to the New York City K-Pop Queens podcast, welcome. We're so happy to have you. We're here every week. New episodes come out on Fridays. We've been here for over 2 years, haven't taken a week off. This is 112 weeks in a row, reviewing new K-pop releases, talking about what's going on in K-pop world. And our goal is to review as many groups and artists as possible and give kind of fair and balanced reviews. Just because it's our favorite group doesn't mean it's great. Vice versa, all of that. We try to be fair and balanced, and we want to give our educated opinions on some of this music, right, Charity?
Yeah, we try.
We try. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to stay positive, but we try our best, and our goal is to just be honest. Speaking of our Queendom, our listeners, if you'd like to follow us on social media, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram. It's NYC K-Pop Queens. We post different stuff on each one, so why not follow us on both? But if you'd like to participate in our weekly polls, you got to follow us on Twitter. Those are posted exclusively on Twitter. We usually post around 3 questions a week. We're just picking your brain. We want to know how you feel about what we discussed, or maybe it's something we're going to discuss. So without further ado, let's get to some of these poll results. Last week, we talked about the Stray Kids concert, and I'm jumping ahead here, but I want to give a massive shout out to everyone who reached out and really seemed to enjoy that segment. We had a lot of stays from all around the world who maybe can't attend the concert because they're really just doing a couple stops in Asia and the United States. So hopefully their tour will expand and more of you will get a chance to see them because it was really amazing. But we genuinely appreciate your feedback on that episode. We're really huge fans and supporters of Stray Kids, and that concert was a special experience. So thank you all so much for your responses. But we talked about merch. For the first time, I bought merch at a concert. And the reason I bought merch was because the lines were so short at United Center in Chicago after the show. I thought, yeah, why not? Yeah, I don't regret it. I feel like I would do that at every concert if the lines were short. Yeah, why I don't buy merch is because I don't want to get there at noon and stand in line for 5 hours.
Yeah, sure don't.
It's just too long of a day. Yeah. I'm like, ugh, I'm too old for it. Sorry, I can't do it. Yeah, so we had to ask Queendom, do you buy merch at concerts? Charity and I had a feeling we're in the minority on this one. Yeah, we definitely are, Charity. 24% of you were like us. You don't buy merch at concerts. 76% of the Queendom buys merch at K-pop concerts. not surprising. I think before the Stray Kids show, I was like one of the only people I knew in K-pop fandom world who wasn't lining up for merch at all of these tours. So I don't know, Charity. Maybe I'll be converted. Maybe I'm going to be buying merch at all these shows. I don't know. I love my Stray Kids sweatshirt. It's so dope. I don't know.
I'm not a big fan of lines. The only line I can probably stand to wait in is the bathroom line because I have no choice. But other than that, I'm not a big fan of lines.
I'm the opposite. I would rather – I hold it all night. I never go to the bathroom. We go any place.
I know you don't. I'm like, okay. I never
go.
Out.
I have like a bladder of steel. I just tell myself I don't have to go. I'm fine and I don't.
Sadly, it doesn't work for me.
that's what I do. I never go to the bathroom. Charity's always like, I'm going to the bathroom. I'm like, okay, I'll be here.
Right? I'm like, how have you not gone in like 8 hours?
I don't know. I'm fine. I don't know. And I hydrate too. I'm like a camel.
I know. And I'm like, I'm not going to drink anything because I don't want to have to go.
I'm over there chugging water and beer and stuff. Yeah. I think I trained my bladder. I don't know. But that wasn't a surprising poll result. It was interesting, not totally surprising. Let's move on. We reviewed Enhypen last week, and they came back with a brand new sound that, to be honest, Charity and I weren't feeling. In our opinion, it didn't really play to their strengths, and it was a little bit of a disappointing comeback to, you know, let's just say it like it is.
Yeah,
we love Enhypen, but this comeback for us was a little bit disappointing. So we wanted to pick your brains. Do you prefer this new sound, or do you like Enhypen's older stuff? 81% chose older stuff over the new sound.
That doesn't surprise me.
No, I agree. I don't think this was a great direction for them, but we'll see what happens next. If you want to hear our full review and our reasons why we maybe weren't vibing with it, go back an episode 111. We review the full comeback of Enhypen. Moving on, every once in a while on this show, we do an old school review. We'd like to do it monthly, but sometimes we can't fit them in, guys, because we have so much content we need to review. So don't worry, we haven't forgotten about the segment. And we actually turned to the Queendom for our next old school review. We wanted to know what group you would like us to do. Just if you don't know what we're talking about, we review albums from popular groups that came out before our podcast started. So it doesn't have to be a group from like the first or second generation. I think eventually we've had some requests for Stray Kids. We will get to Stray Kids before the end of the year. Don't worry. We will be doing ones from fourth generation, third generation, all of them. But for this one, these are a little bit older groups, the options we gave you. We've got some second, third generation groups. EXO, SHINee, or Super Junior?
Ooh.
I know who I would have voted for. Charity, of those three, which one are you dying to do an old school review of?
Oh, it's tough. All of them are so good, but probably, I mean, I love them all, but probably EXO.
Same, same. I've been in a real EXO hole recently. I'm just so obsessed with them. So I was like, I'm going to do EXO. But we are a podcast for the people. We're listening to you. And 58% of our voters chose SHINee. So,
okay.
You asked for it. You're going to get it. We will be doing SHINee as our next old school review in the coming weeks. So make sure you listen. Check out the podcast because old school review of a SHINee album is coming up. For reference, EXO got 30% of the vote and Super Junior got 12%. So SHINee, y'all love SHINee. We hear you.
Yeah, we do.
We hear it loud and clear. Too. Yeah, yes. Exactly. I have a feeling it has to be replay.
My favorite song of all time.
We're going way back for this one. And it's going to be fun. So look forward to that, Queendom. Thank you so much for voting in our weekly polls. We appreciate it. We love having your opinion and giving you the chance to have your voices be heard. So thank you so much. If you'd like to participate, give us a follow on Twitter, NYC K-pop Queens. Speaking of Queendom, we see where you're listening from every week, and we just want to give some specific shout outs to let you know we see you, we love you, we appreciate you. Queendom shout out, San Diego, California. Really, all of the West Coast showed up for last week's episode. I have a feeling maybe that's because Stray Kids are on the West Coast right now. Mm-hmm. So Stray Kids review, there were a lot of fans excited about it, but we had a large amount of listeners from all over California, all over Washington, Oregon. So shout out to all of you guys, Seattle. Shout out to Scottsdale, Arizona. We see you. We appreciate you listening every week. Meadville, Pennsylvania. That's a special place for me. I'm very familiar with Meadville, so I had to give you a shout out. Saw that pop up and it was very exciting. Lyon, France. Thank you so much for listening. Huge shout out to all of our queendom in Germany. This week, I want to give a special shout out to our friends in Munich, Cape Town, South Africa. We see you. Thank you so much for listening. Of course, shout out to all of our queendom in Korea, the motherland for us. It's so exciting. Every time we see that, we're thrilled. And let's just give a shout out to Chan because we know he's listening. So special shout out to Chan. We appreciate you. We're very excited to have you listening every week.
We love you.
Best we love you. We appreciate you. And it looks like the tour is going well. The stops in LA looked fantastic. Oakland last night. For reference, we record this on Wednesdays, everyone. We're pretty sure that Chan listens, Bang Chan from Stray Kids. If he doesn't, we're just putting it out in the universe. We're going to secret this into existence.
Well, so. I think we already did.
I know, right? I know. So shout out. Shout out to Chan. Shout out to the rest of Stray Kids, because I'm sure they're listening at this point too. without further ado, let's get into this week, Charity.
Yes.
The ladies of aespa are back. Four-member girl group that debuted in 2020 on SM. aespa is relatively young, but they're making huge waves in the K-pop world. We've talked about them before on this show. The new mini album is called Girls, the second mini album. The single is called Girls. We're talking about some girls tonight, Charity. What do you think of the song?
I loved it. It's intense, edgy, and powerful. I love the intense rock, kind of electronic bridge with their ad-libs. Their vocals are insane in this song. Winter hits that high note at the very end, which was insane. I thought it really showcased their vocals, and I really, really liked it. What did you think?
Yeah. Yeah. It's another hit from aespa.
Yeah.
I love that beat that's almost like a distorted horn. You know, it's hard to describe. There's something very cool in that beat. It's a really cool element. And I love that hard guitar. Like when Giselle comes in during her verse and you get this hard guitar rock, it reminds me of like NCT 127's Kick It. Like it's really, really cool and well done. Nice switch up there. A harder sound. I love how bold aespa's songs are. Everything about them is bold. I mean, this group as a whole, they're not a cutesy girl group. I love the lyrics, like bow down. Yes, I'm so in for this. We dem girls, like I like it. They're serving attitude. And what I love about them at this point, we know who they are and they're not deviating from it too much. You know, even with Life's Too Short, which is a little bit of a lighter sound, their attitude was still there.
Yeah.
The personality was still there. They're not totally switching it up and becoming a different group, just kind of trying on hats. I think it's clear who aespa is. And maybe that's because of their storyline. But I like that you kind of know who they are and know what to expect and they deliver. Yeah. I'm not sure if Girls is as catchy as Next Level or Savage, but it's a good song.
Yeah.
And they can sing. Like you said, these girls can sing. I love Winter and Ning Ning. I think Ning Ning's voice on SM really works. Talk about the right artist and the right label, because SM really, they do R&B the best of any of these K-pop groups, in my opinion. Yeah. So this is a really nice fit for this vocalist and this label. And I think they do a great job showcasing her. It's a good song. It's a good song. Let's talk about the music video, right?
Yeah. What did you think about it?
I love it. I love it. We're in aespa's world. You know, they've created this whole universe and it's really fun to watch their content because you have the storyline and you have this whole other world. So it kind of transports you. And I think that's great storytelling. Karina kicks things off. I love Karina. Karina, to me, she's the girl Taeyong. And I know I say that all the time, but she really is. She's bold and fierce. She kicks things off. She's an it girl, and I just absolutely love her. Winter, look at this new look with long hair. She looks beautiful. I think the short hair is maybe more interesting because you don't see it as often, but she can pull off any look, and I thought it was cool to see her with a different hairstyle. I've got to give a shout out to Ning Ning. Stunning. I thought Ning Ning in this video was stunning, and there's something with her performance that's more and more confident. With each release, like she's really kind of owning, I'm good at this at this point. Like she's killing it. And I thought she was awesome. The choreography is great. the choreography is great. And again, the difference is they dance. It's not all just posing. Even when there is that hand choreography, it's fierce and it's rhythmic and it goes, it's not, okay, look pretty, look pretty, look pretty. They're dancing and they're going harder because their style is that way and their music's that way. I just think I tend to prefer that. So I really liked the choreography. I mean, everything with them is more aggressive and less cutesy. So maybe that's why I like them. That's
same.
More of what I vibe with, more of my personality. I loved it. And I love the fight scenes. Those were cool.
Yes.
And the avatars are back. I love seeing their avatars. I want to see more of them. They're beautiful. They're so cool. The dance break in this music video. Karina, you've got to calm down. She jumps into that like, oof. Let's go. Karina is ready. She's killing it on that dance break. They all are. I think Aespa, once again, just like the song, the music video, didn't let me down. I love it. I'm here for all of this. Sounds like we're on the same page.
Yeah, I loved it. Obsessed. I love that Navi's is back. And to date myself, Navi's is like what Synergy was for Gem and the Holograms. Is that right?
Truly outrageous. Truly, yes. truly outrageous. Gem and the Holograms.
But I really, that's what Synergy was to Gem and the Holograms. Navi's is for Aespa. I loved it. So that's a real throwback, guys. Deep dive on that one. They look so badass, so pretty. I love that the elevator stops first at the snake, I guess symbolizing Black Mamba.
Yep.
Then
yep.
it stops at next level.
Yep.
Karina kicking butt in the elevator, and then it flashes between her and her avatar.
Yep.
I freaking love this concept. I wish they would show more of the avatars.
Yes.
And just flashes.
Yes.
You know,
I
but you know what?
Choreography from them. Like, I need full choreography from these girls. I need all eight of them.
Same. I was going to say all eight of them. And that choreography is so cool. And the styling is so cool. My favorite part of the choreography is when they have their like leg up with their knee bent. They do like that like hip sway.
Yeah. So cute.
Like you said, they don't pose, but they do these like, they have rhythm. Also, like you said, like they're just.
But see, that's it. And
like that's it. They have the it.
That's the difference. And I think that's where SM groups are the strongest. And especially the girl groups. Because if we want to talk about rhythm and not just posing, think about the early Red Velvet stuff.
I know.
Right? They have R&B. They have rhythm. And they actually dance, not just pose. I love SM girl groups. I think that's it. These groups are just. Great.
Next level.
They're next level. But I think Aespa is just knocking it out of the park. And it's so refreshing because every time we review girl groups, it's cutesy, 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 cutesy. And like, I can't do it anymore. I'm not into it. I love when Aespa comes out and you get a different vibe and a different energy. And they're so confident.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's talk about this album. Let's talk about some album picks here. There were some songs that we've already discussed and that they've already released, but we got some great new tracks. So which song stood out to you and why?
I liked Lingo and I See You. Lingo, I love the harmonica in the beginning. The song has like a cool EDM sound and beat. It's so catchy. It kept getting stuck in my head. I See You is a pretty warm acoustic ballad. It really shows their softer side and has really sweet, heartwarming lyrics to it. And again, like you said, like they can do something that's like this and it's still true to who they are. It's not like they're becoming a different group when they do it. It's just, it's in their wheelhouse. And I thought it was a pretty song.
Yes. It's like another facet, but it still stays true to their identity.
Exactly. Yeah. What songs did you like?
Yeah. I like Lingo, I See You, and I liked Illusion. So those three were mine. I think Illusion's interesting. Like they have that lyric, look at you, look at me, look at them. So many shades of Blackpink, how you like that.
Yes, yes.
I always look at these lovely ladies as the younger Blackpink. And I'm not saying that as shade to anyone because I love both these groups so much. I think there's something so fierce about these like four women who are beautiful, but the music's a little harder. There's a little edge. Blackpink did it, and now Aespa's coming in. I don't know. I always just kind of compare them in my head. And so I loved even the lyrics. I'm like, all right, I see that. But I think on Illusion, there's nice vocals, really cool chorus. I love that deep bass in the chorus.
Mm-hmm.
lyrics are ridiculous. Yummy, yummy, yummy in your tummy, tummy, tummy. It's ridiculous. But it actually works. And I'm dancing to this song. And it's like, yeah, let's just have some fun. Lingo reminds me of like a Spice Girls B-side. It's 90s retro, good yeah. dance beat, catchy, fun, sassy. And then I See You. I love those good mid-tempo ballads and vocals. They serve vocals on every song, but vocals. When the backbeat comes in under those pre-chorus vocals, it's so good. And I yeah. love the way they float that U note. Gorgeous, gorgeous. And the song's just, yeah, it's happy and it's kind of soaring by the end. It feels like one of those K-drama songs. It's at the end. Things have worked out. It's like a montage, a happy montage. It just feels happy and light, and it's a nice sound. And again, it kind of showcases, oh, we can do this too, and we can do it really well. So I'm here for it. I'm just here for aespa. I think they're the girl group that a lot of other girl group fans are maybe a little scared of.
Yeah.
What we see with Stray Kids and the way other fandoms kind of attack and talk about Stray Kids, I see that mm-hmm. with aespa. And I think it's because they're different and they're aggressive and they're successful. You know, like people yeah. love them. So I kind of, it's endeared me to them even more watching the other fans flip out during this comeback. I think it's a great comeback. I'm here for it. It's really, really well done. Well, let's get into our biases and wreckers. Has anything changed? And remind the Queendom who your bias and wrecker is.
No, nothing's changed. Still, Naming's my bias and Karina is still my wrecker. But I mean, I love them all. But if I had to pick, that's who I'm picking. What about
I'm
you?
Right there with you. I mean, Karina's yeah. always going to be my bias. But like Ning's my wrecker. I still love Winter. I thought Giselle did great. I think yeah. she's also becoming a lot more confident and owning it a little bit more, mm-hmm. At least performance-wise in videos and performances. So really, yeah. All four of them bring something to the table.
Yeah.
I root for all four of them. But Karina and Ning Ning, those are, yeah.
those are our girls.
Those are our girls for sure. I love those girls. Why don't we play a clip so the yes. Queendom can hear what we're talking about? This is the latest from aespa, our girls. The song is called Girls. Not the sacrifice, 기억
Always delivering these girls. Such a good song.
It's so good. Like they're just, it's funny because I remember the first time we reviewed them and I didn't quite get it. I was like, I don't know if I love this. Yeah. This is weird. Why is the song switching up? Couple months later, I was wrong. Next Level is that song. It's so freaking good. aespa's really, really good. They have such a big future ahead of them and it's just exciting to see them killing it. They're mm-hmm. so young. And yeah. they're killing it. Their UN speech was great. I mean, they're really taking this opportunity and doing the most with it. That's exciting to see. They were on Good Morning yeah. America last week.
I saw.
It was adorable. They did a great job. So shout out to the ladies of aespa. Another really, really, really nice comeback. It's just cool to watch them grow and get better and better. But these girls can sing. With Ning Ning and Winter, oof.
Mm-hmm.
These other groups are in trouble. They don't have those tones in a lot of other girl groups, but not surprising. SM, of course, that their girl group, their young girl group has these vocalists. They're killing the game. Congratulations, aespa. Let's move on. Charity is our favorite part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it is. The Queendom knows what it is. I know what it is. And you know Chan knows what it is. It's quiz time. We them girls.
We is.
Okay, this week's quiz. We're sticking with aespa. You know the deal. It's time to find out which aespa member are you?
Ooh.
Ooh la la. I like quizzes like this because there's not like an answer I don't want.
Yeah, right.
I'll take it. If you'd like to play along with us, there's a link in the description of this podcast or go to our Twitter page. We always post the quiz there and that's a great way for you to share your results. I love seeing everyone else's results. So please don't be shy. Yeah. Let us know who you got. Charity, are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Question number one, who's your favorite avatar? So Karina, Giselle, Winter, or Ning Nings?
I'm going to go with Ning Nings.
I'm going to go with Winter.
Okay. What is your favorite generation of music? First generation, 1990 to 2000. Second gen, 2000 to 2010. Third gen, 2010 to 2018. Or fourth gen, 2018 plus.
This is hard. I go between third and fourth. I'm going to go third because a lot of my favorite groups are in that. And that's what got me into K-pop. So third generation.
I'm going to go with you on that one too.
Easy question. Dogs or cats?
I'm going to go team dog.
I'm going team dog too. But I also I love cats. Yeah. I love all animals. I don't think it has to be an either or.
Same, same. Yeah. Are you on the shorter or taller side?
This is hard because I'm like right in the middle. I'm 5'6", so I'm going to go taller. Like maybe I'll say taller because when I wear heels and stuff, I'm like 5'10", 5'11". So
yeah,
I'll say tall.
I'm 5'8", so I will say tall as well.
Milk or soda?
Soda.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I don't drink milk.
Soda.
Yeah. Sort of random, but which number do you like better? 2 or 4?
4.
Same. I mean, 3 is my lucky number, but it's not there. Oh. But yeah,
I like 8, so anything closer to 8, 18.
Okay.
Okay. If you could have a new name, what would it be? Eerie, Jenny, Winnie, or Soojin?
I think it would be a Winnie.
I'm going to go Soojin.
Finally, do you prefer vocalists or rappers?
Vocalist.
I'm going to go rappers.
Okay.
Ooh. I'm Giselle.
Ooh la la.
Who did you get?
I got Winter.
Cute.
Yeah, I would take that. It'd be dope to be Winter. Yeah, I'm happy with that result.
What a fun quiz.
That was fun. And I like it because it asked like random questions. It wasn't the same favorite color type quiz. So shout out to the creator of this quiz. Thank you for sharing this with us. Again, if you'd like to play along, link in the description, and we'll also post it on our Twitter page, NYC K-pop Queens. I'm happy with that result. That was awesome. Again, congratulations, aespa, on a lovely comeback. We're big fans. Let's move on. I'm really excited to talk about this next lovely woman.
Yes.
Chungha. We reviewed Chungha back in the day. It feels like that was 10 years ago.
I know.
But it was a while ago. It's been a minute since she's had a comeback. We talked about Quinceanera, Bicycle. Now we have an album called Bare and Rare Part 1. The single is called Sparkling. Let's talk about the single. I can't wait to talk about this album. There's so much to get into with Chungha.
What did you think of Sparkling?
I like it. Yeah. And I want to say before I get into it, this is probably the worst song on the album. I think the album is so freaking strong. And this is a great song. So I'm not saying that like, it's not good. It's great.
Yeah.
It's a bright retro song. And we've heard a lot of those, right? But this one's done really well. Her tone is so nice. And the sound of like the pop can opening is perfection.
Yeah.
I love that sound. It just brings this bubbly, bright, effervescent feel to the song. And that's what the song is. It's called Sparkling. And it has this feel and this vibe that's very bright and happy, but there's still a little bit of a maturity to it. And she brings that to kind of all of her music. So I thought it worked. I think it's very much in the vein of Nayeon's pop. It's a similar type. I would probably prefer this one a little more because of her tone, but it's kind of a fun, bright, you know, poppy song. What did you think?
Yeah, same. Such a fun summer song. I love the retro synth sound. The bird whistle, the bubbles popping sound effects. I love when she whispers sparkle. The chorus is so catchy. The beat is so fun. It's just, like you said, it's like a perfect poppy, fun summer song. And I liked it. But I like you, I thought there were other songs in the album that I liked more. Yeah. But I did like the song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What about the music video?
Such a fun concept, very colorful. I love the underwater mermaid concept. I thought she looked so pretty. The styling was really fun. I liked her hair color, her makeup. I'm obsessed with her colorful ombre nails. I need to go get those right now. Again, like a fun song, but it didn't feel immature at all to me. It felt just like fun. It did, but it didn't feel like, I don't know how to describe it.
No,
like
totally. Totally. Know? There's a maturity to her, even with the bright, poppy, effervescent songs.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to compare, just for lack of a more recent subject, again to Nayeon. Hers, you know, she's wearing bows and very cutesy. Chungha doesn't do that. I can't picture her doing that. Even when she is cute, it doesn't have the immaturity that some other K-pop stuff has. There's a more grown-up refinement, even to like these fun, sparkly songs. So I think that they really did execute that well in the music video. I'm with you. This fishbowl theme, what a great idea. What a cute concept. She's transported to this magical under the sea type of world. I liked that red crochet dress.
Yeah.
I loved it. What a great look. And those little braids in her hair. Ugh,
so cute.
Love it. I loved it. Cute, kind of bubbly choreography. I like the hand when she reaches out her hand for the sparkle part. Very dramatic. Yeah. I really enjoy when she smiles and kind of winks at the camera. Mm-hmm. The song calls for more smiling and kind of that type of energy. Chungha's cool and refined and mature and really a little bit edgy. We'll get into that when we talk about the album. But she still can have fun and show that. So those were kind of my favorite moments within the music video, when she smiled and kind of showed off like a more playful side. But I liked it. I did like it.
What about any songs on the album that you really liked?
Oof. Let's dissect this album, Charity.
Yeah, so many songs.
Oh my God. And I want to say, before we even get into this, ridiculous vocalist, right? She's a great, great singer. She produced every song on this album.
Oh, amazing.
So this is a real talent. Talent, talent, talent. It's a front to back album. I think it really works. I love what she did on this. But my favorite songs were Louder, Crazy Like You, California Dream, and Love Me Out Loud. I love all of those songs. What were yours? And then let's talk about each one.
Yeah, we have two of the same and two different. So I liked XXX, Crazy Like You, Love Me Out Loud, and Nuh-uh.
So you liked the intro and the outro, which I thought were very effective.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about those, and then I'll talk about my different ones. Then we can kind of, you know.
Okay. XXX, I love the kind of record sound with the glass breaking in the intro. I thought that was cool, like sound effect she added. It was a harder, intense, dark beat, and I thought it was a cool way to start the album. And then to close out the album, she has Nuh-uh. I loved hearing the traditional instruments, and then it goes into this really cool beat. I loved almost the staccato phrasing in the chorus, and a really just a cool song, I thought, to end the album. She's just very talented. Her, you know, talked about her producing it, her adding those special like effects, I thought really worked with both of those songs. Yeah.
Yeah, really smart. Again, those are really nice bookends for kind of the story she's telling throughout this album. Mm-hmm. Really well done. So our similar ones were Love Me Out Loud.
Yeah.
And what was the other one?
Crazy Like You.
Okay. So I want to talk about Louder.
Okay.
I think Louder is a perfect pop song. That tropical beat works so well in the verses. I love her tone. It's just a great, great song. And this one sits, speaking of Nayeon, Nayeon and Felix is no problem. I feel like these two sit at the same table. Mm-hmm. Great song, similar vibe. It's just a great pop song. Then I also loved California Dream. This is serving like Teenage Dream, Katy Perry, and also Kim Petras. Any of you that are familiar with Kim Petras?
Yeah.
It's very Kim Petras, and I love it. I could not stop dancing. I think it's so happy and poppy, and it's just a really feel-good song, which I'm always a fan of. So I loved that too. I thought, oh, these are like pop perfection, banger after banger after banger on this album. She just knocked it out of the park. let's talk about the songs that we both liked. Crazy Like You featuring BB.
That was my favorite song on the whole album. It's sexy and dark. Yeah. I love the electric guitar throughout it. And I love the chorus. And I thought that Chungha and BB just killed the vocals on the song. And their vocals were really complimentary to one another. Mm-hmm. What did you think?
Yeah, it's great. Sexy, sultry, soulful mm-hmm. vocals. I love this vibe. And there's a darkness and a maturity here that we don't often get to hear in K-pop. Mm-hmm. So it was really refreshing to hear this. I love this song. I was like, oh, girl, let's go. It's so good. And then let's talk about Love Me Out Loud.
This song makes, at least me, want to dance around. It has the most infectious beat. And I loved her vocals on the bridge.
Yes.
That's probably my second favorite song on the album.
I think I would have, if I was A&Ring this would be my single. And I think there's so many songs on the album that you could do a single. Yeah. I think like a California Dream, a Kim Petras vibe, great for the summer. Louder's a really great pop song. But this one, that pleading in her voice, mm-hmm. it's a dance song, but boy, the lyrics, she conveys emotions so well. You know, very much like Taeyeon, she has that emotional resonance in her voice. She tells a story when she's singing. Oh, do I love this song? Love Me Out Loud. If you love me, scream a little louder because I'm screaming for you. This is, it's epic. And the build and that bridge, this is the song for me. I think the song is fantastic. I love it. And it's the one I kind of keep coming back to.
Yeah, it's a great song.
I have more fun maybe dancing to a few of the other ones, but this one I'm just like, oh, talk about a pop star moment. Talk about a pop star moment. And this is a song that outside of K-pop, I can picture other people singing this song. This is a great song. Like mm-hmm. Western artists, Western pop stars could release this as a single and it would be huge. It's a good, good song. It just shows you she's like brilliant.
Very talented.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's out here producing this album and putting out these songs. I mean, there wasn't anything on it that was bad. Good Night, My Princess. Yeah.
Right in the heartstrings.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness.
Exactly. Yeah. I was like, I don't think I can talk about this one.
I can't
talk about this one. It's a little,
So I felt the same way. I'm like, okay, I don't need to cry.
Same. I don't want to cry during recording. It's it's a really personal song.
Yeah.
It's a tough song and it's beautiful. And her vocals are beautiful. And again, she tells the story. I didn't need to look up the lyrics. I knew it was happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a really great album. And there's something about this. It reminds me of Christina Aguilera, like Stripped. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of that album. It's bold, but it's also really vulnerable. Like we just talked about Good Night, My Princess. That reminds me of I'm Okay. There's a lot of vulnerability here. And then you've got hit after hit after hit with these pop songs. And she serves vocals. Her voice is nothing like Christina's, don't get me wrong. But she has her own voice and her own tone that is so good. And she's so talented. And she's also this really tiny woman that's a powerhouse singer. So this album from the beginning with like the XX opener, I was like, oof, this is giving me Stripped vibes in the best way. I absolutely love it. And I'm just happy to have
her other album a lot too. So I was not surprised that I was going to love this one.
Yeah. I'm so happy to have Chungha back. For those of you who aren't familiar, she debuted as a solo artist in 2017. Before that, she was on one of the competition shows. I believe it was Produce 101. She was put into the group IOI. I think they broke up pretty quickly. And then she became a solo artist. She's now on MNH Entertainment. This is a great album. This girl is so, so, so talented. Not enough people are talking about this. I haven't seen enough Chungha love on my timeline. So you guys, go check out this album. She's ridiculously talented.
We need to play a clip so Queen can hear.
Let's play a clip. Again, the song's really great, but please listen to the whole album because this is the worst song on the album and it's a great song. So check out the whole album. This is the single. It's called Sparkling by Chungha.
Oh, Chung Ha, thank you for releasing something. I'm so happy.
I know. I'm sparkling. Little.
Yes.
I love that sound effect of the can opening. It's so smart. Yeah. It's really well done. It's just fun, bubbly, cool. Okay, congratulations, Chung Ha. Chung Ha's fans must be eating this up. This is so good. I'm eating it up. And I think I can now say I'm a fan. I think we've reviewed Chung Ha a few times and everything's been pretty good. So whatever the fans are called, add us to the list. We've got another one. Our multiverse never stops.
Never.
Fans of a lot of groups at this point. Speaking of, let's move on to probably one of our alts. Let's be real. Definitely an alt. It's up there in my top two groups right now. And it has been since I became a multi. Monsta X, the group that made us multis. Monsta X released a new song for the Universe app. And groups are always doing this. Sometimes we review them. Sometimes we don't. What's funny is, like, I feel like this could be a single off an album. You know, it doesn't feel like just kind of a one-off for this music app.
Yeah.
The song is called If With You. Charity, give me your thoughts on the song, and then we're going to talk about this music video, and
I loved it. It's this kind of dancey ballad. It's really pretty. It has this cool synth beat. And I love the chorus so much, the way they go, ooh, ooh, ooh,
yeah,
ooh, ooh. Yeah. I will save you for keep the rest of my Charity. Thing. But I love how they do that. I thought the bridge is really pretty. Oh. The harmonies in this song are ridiculous. They are just, they like never stop giving us what we want.
I mean,
when they're like, here's a universe song, not even on an album. It's so good.
So good. These five are killing the game.
Yeah.
Everything that they've done. I was kind of like, universe song, whatever. Because I've got to be honest, I wasn't a huge fan of Kiss or Death. That's not my favorite Monsta X song. I was like, this is kind of whatever. This one, the second it starts off with that like strum of the guitar and I Am does that baby, I'm done. Oh. I was like hooked. I was like, wow, this is already a hit. Sometimes you honestly just need 5 seconds of a song to know if it's a hit or not. And in those first couple seconds, sold. This is going to be great. Then you have Hyungwon into Minhyuk, which is my favorite back-to-back vocal combination of Monsta X. Every time you get those two back-to-back, I think it's magic. The chorus and the lead up is so pretty. It's that like light, happy, romantic feel. I love the beat drop in the chorus. Kihyun and Ju Honey sound great. They sound so good. Can we just give Minhyuk some flowers? He is serving vocals on that bridge. Sing. Yeah. Like, are you kidding me? It is so good. It is so good. Minhyuk can really sing.
Yeah, they all really can.
Yeah, give Minhyuk a lot of credit. He's such a great vocalist. It's hard in this group because everyone in this group can really sing. Every single one of them can sing. But I thought that bridge was stunning. And then those back and forth ad-libs between Kihyun and Ju Honey singing Now towards the end is so well done. Like, I love this song. I really, really love it. Once again, Monsta X has knocked it out of the park. Let's talk about this music.
What did you think about the music video?
It's really different from Monsta X, right? It's light. It's this light look, lighter feel. And I loved it. I thought it was really refreshing and nice. Those floating frozen objects are really in K-pop. We just talked about it in J-Hope's video.
Yep.
That's a really cool visual effect. I loved when Hyungwon was looking in the mirrors and the other members appeared.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really cool, interesting shot. Hyungwon with the light hair and the forehead.
I know.
This is the look. Like, stop. Yes, that look is everything. I need more of it. I need it all day, every day. Thank you to his stylist. Like, let's get real. You all know I had a tiff with his stylist. Only in my head, whoever his stylist is was not a part of it. let's make that clear. I don't know. Maybe they listened though, because I would get so upset about some of his outfits. Well,
I mean, they did sabotage.
They sabotaged him.
And then
all of a sudden, after going off about it for a long time, things have gotten a lot better. So I don't know if it's a coincidence or if somebody listened, but shout out to Monsta X's stylist, specifically Hyungwon's, because he's just been looking fierce ever since then. And this look, love. I'm pretty sure Minyak is wearing the McQueen t-shirt that Kian wore in Tour. Just a little side note. I recognized it. I remember Kian wore that. They all looked great. They look great. I thought the video was just really nice and pretty, and it matched the tone of the song. What did you think?
I thought they looked insane. I am with the blonde hair and the forehead.
Yes.
Youngwon with the blonde hair and the forehead. Like, yes, blonde hair and forehead always.
Always.
The clock that makes an appearance in a lot of their music videos.
Yes.
Made an appearance in this one, which I wasn't expecting because it was for an app and not necessarily specifically for their storyline. But I did appreciate that little Easter egg. So
yes. Yes. No, I agree.
Amazing. Yeah. No, just, I love them. Anytime I can see them in a music video is always a good time. So I'm a happy camper.
I completely agree. I completely agree. it was great. They all look great. Kian, I liked that little kind of crocheted open sweater. Thank you to the stylist once again.
Yeah.
Stylists are really giving us what we want. It's all working for me. I loved it. The song is just so good, though. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Monsta X, their songs. Like, their team who picks the songs that they don't write, shout out to them. Like, their A&R team is, they're killing it. They pick such great songs. I will still go back to the Dreaming album. I think it's one of the best pop albums in recent years, not just K-pop. All of those songs were so, so good. Here's another one. And the ones that they do write are insanely good. They're just, Monsta X rarely lets us down these days. They're killing it. So yeah, I love it. Should we play a clip?
We need to, yeah.
Let's play a clip. This is If With You from Monsta X.
So pretty. Oh, I love it.
It's really, really pretty. It's just great pop song. They're killing it. Beautiful and happy. Puts me in a good mood. Let's move on to our last review of the week. The Leaders from 17 dropped this music video before the repackage album comes out. We have to talk about it.
Yes.
There's such a vibe here that I was like, you know what? We have to talk about this before the repackage album drops. The group Leaders from 17, in case you're not familiar, S-Coups, Woozi, and Hoshi. Let's talk about the song Cheers, Charity.
Okay, so I like the song, but I am going to give one huge, huge, like, criticism. Hybe, if you're listening, can we please, for the effing love, knock it off with your artist having such heavy vocal processing?
Yeah.
These guys have such cool voices that gets completely buried in this song. Like, these three guys specifically have very unique tones, but it's so heavily processed that it doesn't let them shine. And you can add some of it. You can add a little bit to the song. It'll still work. It'll still give that vibe you're going for without it being to the point that it takes away the uniqueness.
Yeah.
Okay. I will get off my soapbox now. So I thought the song had a really cool beat. I like the, like, Middle Eastern sounding flute.
Mm.
I thought it was a really cool song. I liked it. I want to hear their voices because they're so unique. And I feel like Hybe these days, every artist that comes out, let's throw intense vocal processing on it. And I get annoyed.
I think that's the Westernification of K-pop through Hybe. Yeah. It's the Scooter Braunification of... Ugh.
Sick of it,
of
Emily.
The genre, because it's taking they want to, you know, it's the Western. Listen to everything on the radio. Listen to an entire Drake album. Those effects never are turned off, right?
Anyways,
it's like the way things work. I like it. I think it's a hard hip hop song. I definitely had a note about a lot of effects. Mm-hmm. But I think that's the style of the song. So they're going to do – it's the style of the song.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes me want to dance. I think it has a really cool vibe. They go hard throughout the whole song, which I love. Mm-hmm. Hoshi getting bleeped, let's go. Let's go, Hoshi. And I love his lyric, rhythm, no problem, I'm grooving. Like, it's a very braggadocious, bold song. And yeah. I kind of love it when people come out confident like that. Like, let's go. We got this. The lyrics are very in that mode. And if you're a rapper, that's the way you have to be. I think that they pulled it off really well. And it sounds very current. This is a song that would be on American radio. I love the whisper part, S-Coops.
Yeah.
Love that. I always, yeah, that's a nice touch on these songs. Let's talk about the music video.
Yeah, what did you think of the music video?
Cool. S-Coops looks so cool in that opening scene.
Yeah.
I feel like this is really Hoshi's vibe. It's clear to me Hoshi choreographed it. He's feeling himself the whole video. The choreography is so good. They go off. They go hard. And I'm here for it. I actually loved the styling, except those purple, orange, and blue suits with those hats, with those like little itsy things dangling
chandelier,
off of them.
Yes, I thought the same thing. Itsy.
I hate it. And it honestly, it looks like Dumb and Dumber crashed a K-pop video. That's what I thought when I watched it. I was like, oh my God, what is this? So that styling is a huge, huge, huge no. I hate it. But the rest of the styling, I really liked. I thought it was a good video. And it's one of my, it's something from 17 that I really enjoy. I haven't really vibed with the last couple songs and videos. So I was kind of excited for this. What did you think of the video?
Yeah, I actually like the video a lot more with the song. I thought the styling was really cool. I like the fisheye lens is very 90s.
Yeah.
The choreography was really cool. They just looked really cool.
Yes.
And the only reason I'm so like nitpicky with the vocal processing is only because I love their voices so much that I want to hear it. But I did like the song.
But that's not like Western hip hop, because most of these people – their voices without effects, it's not great.
I know, but these guys are great.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's kind of like dumbing down the product for an audience that isn't maybe a K-pop audience.
Yeah. So that's the only reason I'm just being nitpicky, because I just love their voices. But I do like the song. I just want to hear them a little more. But anyway.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. Any hard hip hop I'm into. And I just love the visuals of this music video.
Yeah. Yeah.
So cool. Check it out. You can find it on YouTube. It's not yet out on Spotify because they're going to release it with the album.
Yeah.
So we're getting that album really soon. Repackage album. But I loved this. I kind of liked that the leaders – and they – 17 writes and produces a lot of their music. Mm-hmm. They're one of the groups that's really hands-on. So I like when they kind of get in there and start – talking that stuff, you know?
They're
killing it. Good for them. Shout out to the 17 leaders. We see you.
We love you.
Let's move on to Stray Kids, Two Kids Room.
Yes.
Chan and Sugmin this week. Yes. What are your thoughts on this one? Let's talk about these two.
Sugmin is so mean.
No.
He was so mean to Chan. Chan's like, I love pineapple. And Sugmin's like, you need to lose weight.
Well... I disagree. Sigmund tells it like it is. So
I was like, oh my God, it's pineapple.
Well, sometimes people shouldn't eat anything when they need to lose weight. Like, Sigmund just tells it like it is.
He does. He just very just
I love
zero
him.
Ups. Chan doesn't like to cry easily, but he or in front of people, and he does cry, I guess, in front of Sugmin.
Yeah.
And Sugmin said he does not comfort him, because he thinks that would make it worse. So he just sits there in silence. And then he said he didn't realize how much weight Chan has on his shoulders.
Yeah.
But then, you know, when he kind of had that breakdown in front of him, he really realized, you know, because Chan is such a perfectionist.
Well, it's also like he's the leader and he's carrying way more than the rest of them.
Yeah. But just be nice to him, Sungmin.
No, but he is. I don't think... not comforting someone isn't being nice. I think sometimes people don't want someone to comfort him. It makes it worse. So
yeah, but I mean, don't tell him he needs to lose weight. That
he was joking because Chan brought up that he ate too much on their Juju Island vacation.
Let him eat pineapple.
Well, sometimes people need people to tell them, like, hey, chill out. That's a good friend right there. And I love it. I love it. And unlike Charity, I think Sungwoon's really sweet. I think he has a very high EQ. So he feels out the room. He sees things for what they are a lot quicker than others. I thought that the story of Chan having a breakdown in front of him was very interesting. Because I think we've all had those moments where you're overwhelmed and all of a sudden you start crying. And it's like, feels embarrassing. You don't know why you're crying. You're embarrassed to be crying in front of whoever happens to be sitting there.
Yeah.
And I loved that Sugman understood why Chan was crying and also knew that being like, are you okay? Ew, what's wrong? Would make it worse for him. So instead they sat there, shared their meal, and he gave him, you know, a napkin and a utensil. Like he took care of him in those ways.
Yeah.
And let him just sit there and cry it out. So that's a lot of times what having a high EQ is, because like, at least in my experience, when people are trying, oh, are you okay? Let me fix it. That's their ego. That has nothing to do with your pain.
Yeah.
Sometimes just sitting in the moment with someone is a lot more helpful than the constant trying to fix it. And I think at his young age, Sugman gets all that stuff. He totally gets it. He gets people way better than I think a lot of us give him credit for. So I thought that story was interesting. There's something in the way Chan behaves around Sugman that's different. He's more open and honest and vulnerable. His guard is down a lot more. So maybe he's picked up on that too, that like this guy kind of gets me so I can be a little more open and have those conversations. So I thought that was really interesting. I'm won over by Sugman for so many reasons, but two of my favorites, obviously Chan and my ultimate Hyunjin, love him.
Yeah.
And they're excited to be around him and they really want to spend time with him. I get it. I get it. I thought that story was really interesting and I was happy they shared that. I was like, that's an interesting take. It's rare to find that. But yeah, Chan carries everything. Chan carries so much. Group leaders carry a lot. You know, Taeyong recently shared how stressed out he is. And he's told if they're not the most successful, he's a failure and all this stuff. Like it's,
yeah, it's like, it's a, he didn't say who, but the label people. And he just said he's exhausted and stressed. Wow.
But that's the way it is. Like their culture doesn't bullshit the way our culture does. So you're not going to be told like, as long as you try hard, you're doing a great job. No, like you have to get the number one album. You have to be the best. You have to do this or you're not, it's a waste. You're a failure. It's not fair. And I understand like that's not true in a lot of ways, but the expectations are different. So when you're like the leader of these groups, oof, that's a whole lot of stress that's being put on your head. Hopefully they're all well compensated for it, but Stray Kids, you know, producing and writing and mixing and all of that stuff on top of it. And then every week Chan does what you and I do. He does Chan's room. So like he just gives a lot of himself and it's, I understand him sitting there crying and I love that Sugman just got there to eat. Was like, well, here's some chopsticks. Here's a napkin. Let's just sit here and awkwardly eat. And it's fun that they could laugh about it now too, because that's always like, we've all had those awkward moments with people where afterwards you're like, I'm not going to mention the breakdown. It was a good episode. Stray Kids 2 Kids Room is always good. I think next week we have to get Hyunjin, right?
I forget. I don't know.
I know.
It's been a minute, so probably.
Yeah, I don't know. It's too hard to keep track of who's left in this combination. But we will talk about it. We'll give you our thoughts on these interesting conversations. And very exciting news. Stray Kids Vacation, the reality show, the next four episodes, they're in Jeju Island. So even though we're going to be a week behind, we're going to talk about that briefly as well because we love these reality shows. We cannot talk about this one. So those come out on Wednesdays. We won't be able to talk about them on the same day. So we'll be a week behind, but we'll kind of give you quick updates on our thoughts on those too because we get four episodes of them on vacation. I'm so excited for this. Finally, Stray Kids, Jeju Island.
I love when they do these like vacation episodes or even just like where they do an activity is always fun.
Yeah. Any of the reality shows are great. And we haven't been really talking about the reality show because we're talking about Two Kids Room, we committed, and because of the timing. But when we saw that they're going to Jeju Island, this is going to be special, these four episodes. So we're going to talk about it. Just be aware we'll be a little bit behind because of timing. You know, Chan, I know you're listening, so maybe like change up when those come out for us. It'd be easier if they came out Tuesdays so we had time to review them. Not a big deal, but, you know, just for future.
future releases, just so you know.
Right. Okay. let's move on. Lots to talk about in K-pop news this week. Busy week. It's a busy week as always, but I feel like this summer has been really stacked.
Yeah.
Like, hence we haven't had time to do our old school reviews because we have so much to review and there's so much going on. Twice re-signed with JYP, all of the members, and they have a comeback on August 26th. So Onces have to be so psyched about that. We're going to have new music from Twice. I'm excited to see what they come with next. Not sure what to expect from this, but re-signing a contract's a big deal. BTS will hold a concert in Busan in October to promote the 2030 Busan World Expo. They're the official ambassadors. All right.
Wow. Okay.
What am I going to say about that? And everyone's like, see, they're not on hiatus. I think they're just not releasing new music as a group. They're still going to do group activities. I'm pretty sure they're filming Run BTS this week. They've been photographed all around Seoul with tons of camera crews. But I'm still waiting on that military announcement, Charity. I'm still waiting on that enlistment, because my theory that they made a deal with the government to do stuff like this and they won't enlist, I don't know. I'm thinking we're going to see them doing a lot of being ambassadors for things like this. We'll see. But that'll be in October. And they're already saying there's going to be like 500,000 people there. Where is this being held?
I don't know.
That sounds intense. But yeah, it's a huge activity. Excited to see kind of what that brings and what they're going to do. Let's stay on BTS. HYBE has inked a deal with Disney Plus that will show the upcoming season of In the Soup, which is with V and his friends. It'll also show other BTS content like the Permission to Dance LA concert, which Charity and I were lucky enough to attend, and more BTS stuff. I'm not certain if this is going to be on Disney Plus here in America or only in Korea. As of recording time, I couldn't find verified information that we would get it here. I hope so.
That would be nice.
Right. That would suck so much if we... Nope. We'll see. So we'll keep you updated as soon as we know. T-by-T is collaborating with Ian Dior. That's an interesting collaboration. It was just announced. Speaking of T-by-T, they're on tour right now. And Boomgoo didn't perform a few songs last night at their Atlanta show. And they just said he's been feeling unwell. He's ill, but he will continue with the tour. No other information given. So not sure what's going on there, but I am concerned about the T-by-T guys because every concert video, they're in the crowd touching people and very close. Yeah. And this variant spreads through masks, you guys. We know people who have gotten it through masks recently. So I just worry. I'm like, there's too much money on the line. Look at Stray Kids having to cancel two shows.
Yeah.
It's millions and millions of dollars they're losing when they have to cancel shows. So I would just keep my artists very far away from people.
Right?
They're not walking in the crowd. Gosh. I'll tell you that much. I'm like, what are you doing? So who knows? I mean, and chances are he probably doesn't have COVID. It's something else. But that was my first thought when I saw that. Like, huh, interesting.
Yeah.
Treasure will continue promoting as a 10-member group with Yaedam and Mashiyo continuing their hiatus. They made the official announcement today. Through the end of the year, those two will still not be part of the group. What? Originally, when they announced in May, they said that Mashiyo was going to extend his vacation and spend time with his family in Japan, and that Yaedam wanted to take more music classes to produce better songs. So now... No. I don't buy
Interesting.
It. I know. Yeah. I'm very upset. I like Treasure.
Like, I didn't think they just got to take vacation when they wanted.
No.
You know?
No. Yeah. This is weird. And I think that's really hard. And it's hard on the fans and it's hard on the group. So that's a little bit disappointing. Yeah. Of course, we'll still support the group and hope that the comeback goes well. But yeah, I wasn't, I don't like that announcement. Zico is releasing his first single in a few years. First new music from Zico, July 27th. So fans have to be excited for that. Card, we recently reviewed Card, and they announced tour dates in the United States for August and September. So that's exciting. And Hypen sold 1.2 million copies of their latest comeback in South Korea. So that's massive. Congratulations to them.
I'm interested to see the Billboard numbers, like how they fared over here. We know they have a lot of fans, so that'll be interesting to see that. Speaking of a million sellers, aespa also sold a million in South Korea during their first week of this comeback. So that's huge. They're the first girl group to ever do that, which I'm also surprised by. I was like, Blackpink didn't do that?
Yeah.
So that's really impressive. And from what I've heard, aespa is on track to chart in the top five of the Billboard 200 albums here in the United States.
Wow.
I know. I can't wait to see those charts, but our girls are still killing it. We talk about Stray Kids quite a bit on this podcast. Stray Kids had to deal with some stuff in Oakland. There was an anti-fan on Twitter that sent a bunch of death threats. She was threatening stuff, violent things with guns and weapons for the Oakland concert. And the Oakland Police Department and FBI got involved. And luckily, everything was safe and things seem to be going okay in Oakland as we speak, but not cool.
Yeah.
Not cool. You can't just like say stuff like that and threaten to do awful things to people. Like, I really.
It's awful. Yeah.
Right. I hope that that person has to face some sort of consequences. You can't pop off on Twitter and threaten people in any way, shape, or form. People get so bold behind their screens. Like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
It's K-pop. It's not that serious. But what is serious is Hyunjin's hand appears to be injured, Charity.
Oh, no.
He looked bad last night at the concert. Not bad at all. He looked hot, amazing, perfect. But he was clearly just holding his one hand real gingerly and not doing choreography with it. I don't know what happened. I'm sure we'll know by this week next time. But I hope Hyunjin's okay. That stinks. You've got Boom Guy going off the stage, not doing a couple songs at the T-by-T concert the same night. Hyunjin's hand is clearly injured. These guys are going through it on their tour. I feel awful for them. I hope that they're both okay and can continue touring. It looked like the T-by-T tour in New York City was amazing. Obviously, we weren't there, but it looked really, really great. And from what people told us, they did an amazing job and they were really impressive in person. So hopefully next time we get to see them when they swing through. That was a disappointing miss, but that tiny venue meant that resale tickets were insane. Yeah. And obviously we didn't get tickets on Ticketmaster because I don't think we've gotten tickets on Ticketmaster.
I know, forever.
We're always in line. We're always in there without seats, having to do resale, like probably the majority of us. That's all we have for you now. I'm sure there's lots of news that I missed, but this world moves fast. So please forgive me. It's that time, Charity. We spoke about so many good songs this week.
Yeah.
But what's your song of the week?
My song of the week is If With You by Monsta X.
Same.
Yes.
You know, there's so many good songs and there were so many different ways I could have gone this week. But that was the one that from the first listen to right now, I cannot stop listening to it. I think it's just such a great song. So definitely, If With You, Monsta X, it's our consensus pick for Song of the Week. Check it out if you haven't. Shout out to all of our Mon Bebe listeners. We love you. Next week, it doesn't stop. We don't get a break in K-pop world. These new releases never stop, and they're big names. Next week, we have SF9, ITZY, and J-Hope. It's here, ladies and gentlemen. While you're listening to this podcast, J-Hope's solo album will be out. We're going to talk about next week. I think we're getting a lot of dark stuff. The single is called Arson. The music video looks very fiery. J-Hope's burning it down, and we're going to give you our thoughts on it next week. So make sure you tune in, same place, same time. New episodes drop every Friday morning. Thank you for spending your time with us. Thank you for being part of our listening community. As we always say, please don't hesitate to reach out and say hello. We're happy to make friends. We're happy to vibe with you. It's why we do this. We want to build a community of people like us, people who just love K-pop and want to talk about it and geek out on this stuff. And maybe it's a happy escape that puts you in a good mood on a bad day, or it's an obsession and it's all you do. I'm speaking for myself on that one. But if you're like me, welcome. You found your tribe. Please say hello. Give us a follow on social media, NYC K-Pop Queens, Instagram, and Twitter. Happy, happy birthday, Charity. Love you. I hope you have the best birthday weekend. Safe travels coming home from Virginia.
Thank you.
And that's all I've got. Charity, did I miss anything?
No, such a great show. We love you, Queendom. Have such a great weekend. And we will talk to you next week.
Bye.